This week's CAGcast is brought to you by Smegma. Save it in a cup with code CAGSMEG20.
And Passover. It's not just for Jews anymore. Visit Passover.org for more info. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 630. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who wants to reveal his joystick to the public. Oh, I fucked that up too. A man who also wants to reveal his joystick to the public. Wombat.
No, Shipwreck threw me off because he started laughing first.
I know.
And it's his fault.
Shipwreck has a good laugh.
I blame him. It was a good laugh.
He did a good job of trying not to laugh directly into the microphone. But.
And then that made me laugh. Yeah. And then, oh, now what are we going to do?
Uh-oh. Are you okay?
No, I'm dying now. No.
We all are.
That's okay.
Yeah.
A little bit every day.
Yes.
Save that in a cup.
Yes. Happy Pesach.
Yes, we didn't.
Happy Pesach.
We had tacos.
That's traditional, right?
Sure. It's not leavened.
Right. That's okay. It's okay, right?
I think so.
Sure.
I don't know. I had a whole conversation about rice. I'm like, there's nothing leavened about rice.
I agree.
I know, because we had fish. I made broiled fish with rice and green beans. Because, you know, I don't know. I'm exciting that way.
Right. Well, we had that last night.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Except it was in a pan fried.
Yes, and ours wasn't fried, but it was good.
Frying's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's good fried.
So how's everybody's quarantine going? What is this, week four now? Five?
I don't know.
Seven? 10? Month three?
No, I believe it's week four right. That the kids haven't been back. My kids haven't been in school in four right. weeks.
Yeah, Ty pointed that out today to me.
That's insanity, but that's where we are.
Ty... I was still in bed. I'm not that embarrassed to admit, but I was still in bed. It was like, I don't know, 8:30.
Whatever. Time has no meaning, but go
and
on.
Ty's like, all right, I'm all done with my homework. Can I go play video games now? I was like, wait, what? What's happening? How is this possible? No, actually, yes. I think today, because it was Passover, they didn't give the kids like really much homework.
No, they didn't give everything for the kids this week was due today with nothing due Thursday and Friday.
Right. Ty should have told me that when he woke me up at 8:30. Then I would have been like, oh, okay. Instead, I was like in a fury of like, what's happening? But it was okay.
Yeah. No, Sabrina was doing her homework last night. She didn't start, I think, until 1 a.m. and was done around 2 a.m. And then when she slept till noon.
What is happening over there?
It was like, well, don't you have homework to do? She goes, no, I did it in the middle of the night last night so I could sleep in.
What is she doing? Where is she getting these concepts from?
I don't know. And the worst part is, you know, do I fight her on that?
Yes. Like, yes, of course you do.
I mean, it's a bad habit now.
Of course.
It's not like she has anywhere to be.
But you want to keep the same sleeping habits. Like, you know, it's easy to do. It's not like there's...
It seems as though all her friends are awake.
But who gives a shit? That's their problem.
I'm like,
how old is she? Like, she's 11, 12?
She'll be 12 soon.
Right. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Dude, Ty went to bed at 8:50 tonight.
Well, that's insane.
Because I make him play so much table tennis that he can barely walk by 8 o'clock. So it's like, oh, the pain. I might as well just lie down now. I'm not joking, by the way.
Dash will chase me around the yard for half hour after dinner.
Yes. It works. It does work.
We got to get him outside. We try to get them to walk the dog with us, which is a fight, of course.
Right.
Or just, you know, hang out in the backyard.
You've got a fenced in backyard. You just shove them out there. They'll be fine.
I know. That's right. Trust me. With the boy, we could do that. With the girl, it's more difficult.
Right. If I don't say anything to Ty, like if I just, you know, just stay upstairs and just don't say anything, he'll play video games till it's lunchtime because he's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Once he's hungry, he'll come upstairs. And that's when I'll find out what's going on. But so I have to get, you know, I have to get him outside.
But that's every kid.
Yeah,
that's every kid.
That was me for sure. But it's so nice out. Like, it's, you know, it's like 60 degrees today.
I know. There's finally some sunshine and some a little bit of warmth.
It's beautiful here.
You know, we threw a football around the other day. That was nice. We had a Nerf gun battle the other day, which was fun. But
we were playing table tennis today, like we do every day that it's nice out. And, you know, I'm trying to get Ty to really, this is the chance, right? Like, to really up his game and get him to really focus. So, you know, I admit that I'm tough, you know, like I really, you know, I'm correcting him constantly, but I try not to be like a complete asshole about it. I try, but it's hard. So after like, you know, consistent, you know, constructive criticism that I'm giving him, I hit a ball really hard. Like I, you know, a slam, and I missed the table completely, and I hit him right in the face, like literally right in the face. And I felt really bad because it was like I was, you know, it could seem like I was punishing him.
What, did you
him.
Do it again?
He got a lot better after that, now that you say. You know, we took a timeout for a few minutes, and I was like, oh, let's pick up again. He was a lot better. He was a lot more focused.
Well, maybe he, you know, he plays better when he's, you know, trying to see through the tears.
Right. No, he did cry. I mean... It missed his eye.
Oh, no.
It
missed oh, no. He did cry.
Yeah, it missed. I mean, look, he cries.
Make no mistake. He's like, I am that powerful.
No. He's like me in that way that, you know, he will any movie or TV show that has any bit of, like I said, like he was crying when Hal died in 2001.
My daughter has started rewatching all the CW shows.
I remember that from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and I walked in and I caught her crying when Victor Garber dies in Legends of Tomorrow.
Spoiler.
That's okay. It's from like 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. So I think that statute's out.
Okay. What's your home address?
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're playing a lot of ping pong. We're drinking a lot of lattes and cappuccinos.
With your fancy coffee maker?
With a fancy coffee. It's not that fancy, but I highly recommend it. It was the...
Any coffee maker that costs more than $100 is fancy coffee.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then it's fancy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What else have we been doing? I've been trying to.
For the record, my coffee maker costs more than $100.
Right. What do you have?
I have the Keurig Duo, so I can make.
Yeah, those are expensive
pod.
Too. Like any of the.
I
good
can make
Keurigs.
A single pod, or I could just make a regular pot of coffee.
What was that, like $1.50?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Any of the, like the halfway decent ones are definitely over $100. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, what else are we doing? Trying not to play video games when it's nice out. When it's nice out.
Oh, I was gonna say why
not?
No. I'm like, you have all the time in the world.
The last 2 days has been so. It's, you know, 60 degrees. It's spring. Like the flowers are coming up. It's just beautiful.
Yep.
So I try to be outside the whole day and exercise, and you know, I bring like the tablet outside and do like the workout. We played a game of ping pong today where I told Ty every time that I lost a point to him, I would have to do 5 push-ups. He really enjoyed that. And that little bastard, every point, he would come around to my side of the table to make sure I was doing the push-ups right.
Good.
I lost, and I had to do 45 push-ups in one game. It's too many push-ups for me.
Are you getting gym assignments, phys ed assignments from school?
Yes, but it's just like do this workout. It was like it was basically like an Orange Theory workout, but miniaturized.
For Elliot, we had to build a obstacle course.
Oh, no, we don't have to do
that.
So
we did that in the backyard. Oh, that was kind of fun. No. Well, that's third grade, yeah. So it's going to be a little different.
I feel like as long as the point of it is just run around and get exercise.
Yeah,
so
do something, yes.
I don't think we have to. Hopefully, there's no assignments.
They decided to give assignments to the kindergartners now.
For real?
Yeah. we're on spring break this week, but they sent out the sheet of the next week as assignments. Emmeline did everything in like a half hour.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, come on. Like, at first when they said that they were going to do that, I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, now you're adding more work for my schedule here.
Right, of course. They know what they're doing. They can't give the kids too much because then you're going to have to get involved and you have work to do.
Right. No, she was like, some of them were like as simple as like saying like a like we would like read a nursery rhyme.
Yes.
And like before we even told her what we wanted her to do with that, she was like just telling us which words were rhyming, which was like the goal of it.
Right.
It's like, okay, you know the answers to these questions before we're even asking you. Like clearly they have done this in school enough that she just knows like
right
what we're trying to get out of her.
They probably did that lesson already. It's probably recycled from maybe not. I heard the upcoming assignment is going to be watch 4 hours of YouTube.
She doesn't watch any YouTube.
Really?
No, she doesn't.
You have everything else.
Yeah, we have everything else. We've talked about it before. I don't trust YouTube.
No.
Unless
no.
I'm like sitting there.
Nope. No. Right. Not at her age. I don't trust it at Elliot's age. We deleted it from his devices.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty.
The only thing we watch on YouTube is
table tennis.
Monster Jam clips.
Oh, not table tennis?
We watch the animated Haggadah on YouTube this evening.
How was that? How's the production value on that?
Oh my god, it's from the 80s. I want to say it's got to be from like 1980s.
I'm shocked that they haven't updated it.
And it's the same one that I was forced to watch when I was in Hebrew school. That's why I made them watch it.
Right.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I was wondering what we were talking about here. I thought we were talking about an anime or something.
No, it would make a great anime. Yes, it would make. Well, it made a great movie with Charlton Heston.
Right. They should update
it. It's the story of Passover. Well, they made The Prince of Egypt. That was an animated movie, too. That's the story of Passover.
Let My People Go, Shipwreck. You know about that?
Yeah. No, I know about this. I just didn't know the karaoke word that you guys used to whatever you said.
Haggadah. Haggadah is the Jew book that has that in it.
Okay.
And they made a claymation version of it in the late 80s. And it's like 25 minutes long. And we all sat and watched it. During dessert.
I'm sure I've seen
it. We ate ice cream and watched the animated Haggadah so we could say we did our Seder properly.
We didn't even pretend. We didn't even pretend.
Well, you know, things are more relaxed in your house.
Yeah. I saw it scheduled on my calendar. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
We've been trying to figure out how to do it. Like, it's really hard to plan for Easter when the kids are all here in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to hide Easter eggs and two Easter
bunnies.
You
can do it when they're you have to do it when they're asleep the night before, right? Isn't that
That's your option. Like it's just then. Like you can't prepare anything any other time.
It's gonna be you in the backyard with a flashlight dodging bats and raccoons.
The deer.
And deer hiding eggs.
You should
don't eat these.
You should tape them all to the ceiling this year and see how they get them. That could only go well.
Yeah, we have ladders.
Yeah.
They know how to use ladders.
Don't you have any like steel poles they could use?
That's racist.
Dashiell is getting really good. How? We have this this plastic Donatello bow staff.
Oh, nice.
We got it like years ago when Emmeline, like as an infant, went as a turtle for Halloween one year. But like every day now, like I come out of my room from having worked, and he just picks that thing up, and he is just like twirling this thing around.
Pretty good at it.
Yeah, like, it's like all day long of just watching turtles, and then having this stick, and he just like hands me a Captain America shield, and then he just proceeds to beat on me for like a half hour.
Yeah, nice.
Like we have like our kitchen is pretty much done now. It's functioning and it just they need to finish up some like trim and crown molding and stuff.
Right.
But what happens now is we have this big open space. So my instruction is to go stand over in our family room. And then he has this big long shot all the way through the kitchen.
Get speed and momentum.
He like counts down like 1, 2, 3. And then we just go running at each other with these weapons and joust through our kitchen with a shield and a bow staff.
I feel like you would have the advantage.
I had the height advantage, but I also, I go for like the one strike and he is just in there just full on like wailing on me with this plastic bow staff.
Right. He could take out an eye too. Your eye, I'm saying.
yeah, definitely. But I'm glad we went with the bow staff, though, because I feel like the blunt trauma that I'm getting is much better than if we went with the like Leonardo's sword or the size or the nunchucks even.
Right.
Like, I think we went with the best weapon possible to give him.
Ty has a real bow. Well, not a real. He has like an authentic practice bow staff that's like an actual rod encased in foam.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts when you get hit by it.
This is the time to work on your bow staff skills.
I did catch him outside in the driveway with his doing his bow staff, and I tried to record it. He did not like it.
I wonder why.
Yes. He came at me with that bow staff pretty quickly. All right, let's. Maybe we should do some show feedback.
Yeah, we could do that.
this is good feedback for this show.
Mm-hmm. All right, I know, right? Joe M 5815. I hope I got those numbers right.
They're right. They're right there. Can you not pronounce numbers?
It's late.
How do you pronounce 5815 again?
Joe M. Favemonfa. I've been listening to this show so goddamn long, I didn't even realize it had become a dad bod podcast, or that I've gone from college to dad bod while listening to it. Can you guys please bring back the old segment intros? Add more game deals? Cheap ass gamer podcast needs more cheap ass games. I was all over that Xbox Game Pass ultimate conversion trick you guys mentioned, but not much other than that. I don't Twitter or follow any other gaming buying media, so it'd be much appreciated.
I have a lot to say about this. First of all, he likes the dad bod stuff. Is that what he's saying, or no?
No, I think he's saying the opposite.
So no, but he said he's a dad bod now, but he doesn't want the dad bod.
He doesn't want it. He wants to know how to get his games cheap.
Okay, well, I have a few questions. What are the old segment intros he's talking about? We had Kegs on News.
Kegs on Film.
Kegs on News, right? Well, what else besides that?
I think that was
okay,
it.
Okay, and then... Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure I'm getting it.
Didn't you lose that?
Lose it? No, how could I lose it?
Yeah, I thought you lost it.
Lose it? I have it.
Okay, just saying. You said
how could I lose that? It's not like my car keys.
You lost the file.
No. This is a weekly podcast is not a great deal delivery vehicle.
By the time the show's out, the deals are usually dead. Right. It's kind of difficult to do.
And the other thing I have to say is that Game Pass Ultimate conversion trick, I just did that for Ty's account because...
Oh, it still works?
Yeah, they still offer it. So I was like, I bought 3 years of Xbox Live and did the trick. He had nothing. So now I don't have to worry about that.
Mm-mm.
That's it? That's all the show feedback? What's going on?
Yeah, there wasn't much. There wasn't much at all, to be honest.
All right.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's not your fault. I guess it's time for Watch This, Bitches?
Yeah, well, there's a good amount of stuff to talk about. So did we all... Now, I know Shipwreck had already seen it, but we have both watched Onward since the last episode.
Yes, I watched it over the...
What did you think?
I watched it over the course of two viewings. I fell asleep during the first viewing part. I gotta be honest. Like I had a serious problem with the whole dad legs thing.
Sure,
it's just very unnerving. I don't think it's not funny. I mean, it's like okay, it's funny for a second, but the whole concept of okay, here's this kid, he's never met his dad, and now he's has the chance to meet his dad, and he's meeting his dad's legs. And maybe he'll be able to meet his dad, the top half of his dad, maybe. But for 99% of the movie, it's going to be about this kid and his dad legs. And I couldn't get past that.
I honestly don't like it either. It's a little too dark. Is it dark? Is that the word I want to use? I think the other parts of the movie also I don't hate. And I think maybe if there was a better dead dad is not the MacGuffin. You know what? I don't even. I could even understand if the movie's still about.
Can we have
you know,
a spoiler
the father
talk?
Passed away.
Can we do a spoiler on this yet, or no? It's too early.
No. It would still be in the theaters.
Oh, okay, fine.
I mean, they say that in the trailer.
Okay,
we know
no
what the
spoiler.
About.
No spoiler, but the ending sucked.
Yes, I would even just say I think the movie would have worked better with a different MacGuffin, other than we have to bring back the other half of her dead dad.
It was lame. I just was very uncomfortable.
Like maybe throughout if the quest was more about like finding a recording or something or his wizard something or whatever it would be. But something a little less morbid, I don't know.
Or how about, like, I just don't
understand. Even with the same lesson at the end, you could, like, everything else you could keep, just not the actual physicality of having the father.
Legs. Dead legs.
Sort of being a zombie thing.
Right. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. That.
Like, if you took the zombie dad out.
Yes.
And left everything else in the movie the way it was. The same,
yes.
You know, the same quest voyage.
Yes.
The same lesson at the end.
I would have liked it
the
better.
The same side characters.
None of the...
Even...
Right. It was... You don't get any, you know, impact from having the legs, except they get a few gags in by having the legs, mm-hmm. you know? Like, mm-hmm. some basically Weekend at Bernie's gags.
Yeah, it's Weekend at Bernie's. That's,
right.
It's definitely
we've seen that. It's been done
but
better.
But it's not... Yeah, they didn't ham it up enough in that direction, right. I don't think.
Well, because it's too dark. Like, it's the kid's, you know, dead dad. He's never met the dad. This is his chance to meet the dad. And all he may just have to put up with meeting the dad's legs. It's just it's ridiculous. I didn't like it at all. I really didn't.
It made me feel bad.
It made me feel bad.
It didn't, I don't know. It didn't grab me emotionally.
No, me neither. Again, because it's not, oddly enough, for the thing that the movie's supposed to hinge on, it doesn't feel like the movie needed to hinge on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if it had been your father wanted you to have this for your 16th birthday, and it was like a map to
my legs.
His spell book.
I wanted you to have this, son. They're my legs.
Yeah, I wanted you to have this. Like, here's a map to the spell book. And the kid's like, oh, wizards aren't real. They're dumb. And the brother's like, no, we got to do it. And then the rest of the movie is exactly the same. That totally could have worked.
Yep. And the ending was bad. The message was bad.
Yeah, the
it
ending
was so
is a
dumb.
Disappointing.
Like, even Mrs. Chibi, who is not one to, you know, talk at the screen for anything, like, really, ever. But she was like, oh, come on. This is ridiculous. Anyway, so that's Onward.
Yep. It's Onward. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't pay any money for that.
Yeah, I feel bad for people who did.
I won't go that far.
You're feeling bad for me?
I don't feel bad
that
for
you. That was the joke, yes.
I'm fine with it. I'm sure we'll watch it again at some point.
I'm sure you will.
Do you think somebody can make a version of that takes out the dad legs and keep...
We have the dad legs figure.
Do you? You have the dead dad toy?
Well,
you were in the store?
He mentioned that
on the show.
Yeah, we talked about
it.
I just feel bad for the kid that walks into Target and is like, I want that. I want that. Dead dad. We talked about that last week.
Right.
No, I know.
They put him
you
next
know what
to
I
all
did
their
see,
other
though.
Depressing Pixar toys.
This is the most Pixar. Depressing one. For sure. I
it
mean,
is.
Come on. Come it on. It's ridiculous.
It's like when they made the Lotso Bear stuffed animal. Like, really? That's... Anyway.
It's cute bear.
Uh-huh. You know what else is good? The dead wife playset from Up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else we got here in Watches Pitches?
I have Birds of Prey.
You should call an exterminator.
Harley Quinn and the Fantabulous Emancipation of blah, 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 blah.
Of Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn and her... It's a dumb title. Also, the movie should have just been called Harley Quinn.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't even have gone with the Birds of Prey name at all, because it doesn't have very much to do with the Birds of Prey.
And nobody knows what that means.
And nobody knows what the Birds of Prey are anyways.
Right.
And it's funny because that in a way that works, where it's like, I don't know who the Birds of Prey are, so you call the movie the Harley Quinn movie, and then at the end of the movie you go, oh, that's who these people are, and that's what they're calling themselves.
Right.
And then the next one could have been called Birds of Prey.
Yes, I agree.
I saw the Batman and the Bold and the Brave episode of Birds of Prey recently.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
It's weird. That show's a weird show.
That show's the best.
It's very good, but that one, I was watching, I'm like, I don't know that this one's appropriate for you guys.
Yeah, it can be a little mixed.
Yeah.
Batman, if you've never watched Batman the Brave and the Bold, I highly recommend it, by the way, for anyone listening. That cartoon is great.
Is there anyone still listening?
I don't know. But Birds of Prey, I mean, the fight scenes in that movie are excellent. Like every fight scene is pretty impressive with the choreography.
Yes. It's a very good karate movie.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot.
We talked about it on the show. I thought, I thought it was really like a great kung fu movie, but that's
there's too much. There's too much padding around it.
Yeah,
and it's sometimes and it can take too long to get there. Yeah, there's too much padding. It could take too long to get to certain places. I did like the fight in the police station is really good. The fight at the end is really good. Like, yeah, the fighting is where it shines, but outside of that, it kind of falls apart.
Yep. I wanted to make a recommendation to you, Wombat, for you and Mrs. Wombat, for this Netflix show, The Magicians, which I've talked about on the show before, but I'd only watched one or two episodes. Now I've watched like 13 episodes, I think.
Okay.
I think you guys will really like it. Doesn't your wife like Harry Potter?
She doesn't dislike Harry Potter. This is your show where it's like Harry Potter, but they're older or something?
I thought she read the books.
She read most of them? I don't think she ever finished them.
Okay. See, I mean, aren't you impressed that I remember that? I mean,
yeah, that was a long time ago.
She'd be more impressed.
She still has them. I know she's tried to get my kids to read them, and they're like, no, this is stupid. So, you know.
Right. It's
as is it anything when you try to hand it to your children that they didn't discover on their own.
Right, right. I think you guys will really like it. It's not really. I'm simplifying when I say it's like a Harry Potter where people they have sex, but I mean it's more or less what it's like, and it's well done and it's clever and the writing is.
So
good.
You mean X-Men?
Yeah, but it's yeah, I guess yeah. For sure. It's really
that's Harry Potter with sex also.
But there's more to it than that because you don't know who the characters are. You're learning about who the characters are for the first time. It's a different vibe, but yeah, it's not unlike the X-Men. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think you guys should definitely check it out. I'd be shocked if you watched 3 episodes. Well, I heard it gets really good, like season 3 and 4.
We've been going through our rewatch of Community. So
no, don't do that. Watch new show.
No, Community's the best.
No, Magicians.
That's on Netflix now. You should watch it again.
Oh, Magicians.
Nope, Community. Pop, pop.
All right. Shipwreck, I know he doesn't have Netflix. I've learned my lesson. All right. That's it for... I also want to give a shout out to the Sushi Dragon on Twitch. You should just follow him now. I don't think he streams that often. This guy... Did you watch that little clip that I sent you?
I tried to.
You can't really tell what's happening. This guy has devised a way to put on a full-blown television production by himself live. He's got all these controls strapped to his hands. He's got cameras on his chest, cameras on his hands, green screens, like a million computers. He's had to build high-end computers from scratch. Well, not from scratch, but he's had to build and like figure out how to... Basically, he hasn't been able to make computers powerful enough to do what he wants to do with all his live effects and everything. It's really impressive. And then people, I guess, donate or give money and he dances... You know, they pick a song and he dances to it and puts on like a live music video to the song. It's really super duper impressive. It's like something you would see in the Museum of Modern Art or a Museum of
Oh, Leading I was going to say a nightmare.
Or in a nightmare in a way. But I think it's mesmerizing. And I was showing it to my family like right after we ate dinner. And usually when I pull out my phone at the dinner table, Mrs. Chibi's like, you know, tells me to put it away. But even she was mesmerized by the Sushi Dragon. So you should definitely check it out. And I gave him my Amazon Prime sub and I got a good shout out for him. It was pretty cool. So that's it. All right, let's move on. Oh, is it time for an ad, Wombat, from our sponsor?
I was going to make the same joke and now I'm so pissed at you.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you tell your listeners, your listeners and our listeners, your experience with Smegma?
What is Smegma, actually?
Isn't it the goop that could get around your penis head?
I don't have it. Isn't that
if you don't clean it? Like if you don't clean it.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah. It's like cheese, right? Like dick cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Dick cheese.
Right. Sal the stockbroker has that on mm-hmm. Howard Stern Show.
You got to be careful. You don't want, you know, but if you do get it, you're going to want to keep it in a cup.
Right. Because when you put your smegma in a cup, it really keeps your whole environment safe and sterile because all the smegma is contained in your smegma cup. Now, you might think that $19.99 is a lot to pay for a smegma cup, but don't worry because we've got a great deal for you. Coupon code CAGSMEG20 will get you 20% off. And yeah, don't throw up.
I'm trying not to. I didn't think you would take it this far.
I didn't take it very far at all. I just said a few words.
I know.
You just read the ad.
Right. I didn't like take my pants down. I just read the ad. Look, the sponsors are very demanding. You have to hit these bullet. If you don't hit the bullet points, they don't pay you. And then you have an ad out there.
Don't you have to say the coupon code 3 times?
Oh, my God.
Do you have to say we didn't? We only said it once. And it's CAGSMEG20.
Right. Right.
And CAGSMEG20.
And you have to spell it out also.
CAGSEMG 20.
Right.
The number 20.
Now, did you mention that it's also sold in stores? Because
not anymore.
They may not pay you if you don't say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they may want you just to run the ad anyway.
Don't forget, when you go to whatever fine retailer you like to go to, ask for it by name. Say, excuse me, sir, do you have a smegma cup?
We've all been sent them, I think, to try, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine's half full already.
Right. I have mine right here. Here, I'm hitting it against the microphone right now. Can you hear my smegma cup?
Ooh, there's no sloshing. Good job. Mm.
That's because it's full. I have an empty one, too.
New releases.
I got 2.
Speaking of smegma, but it came out this week.
This podcast is gross.
Yeah. Seems like a great time to release Disaster Report 4, Summer Memories.
Right, right. Remember when you could have a summer? Remember when you had summer camp?
Oh, man. Let's not talk about that. Right. My kids are going to be so sad.
No, they better have summer camp.
I know.
Late summer camp? Like,
yeah.
You guys have played these games, right?
Disaster Report? Yeah, I played some. I fuck with that a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'd be interested in doing that again.
Summer Memories.
I wonder.
Life.
Like, they were always janky back in the PS2 time frame.
Right.
Even for that time frame. I'm wondering what the modern version of that is.
I don't know, but they're skipping an Xbox release.
Has it ever had an Xbox release?
No, but now's a good time to start.
I was going to say.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know. Disaster Report 5, I guess.
I don't know. I'm gonna Google it and see what the Metacritic is.
Is anyone here, Ship, are you going to get that Resident Evil 3?
53, sorry.
53?
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable.
Like a disaster?
Right. It sounds lower than what I would have liked to have heard.
It says it's not something you should spend $60 on.
But digitally downloaded gave it 100.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not even in English, I bet.
I mean, the best of those, what, were in the 70s? Low 70s?
Oh, it is in English. All right, what else we got?
Resident Evil 3.
Resident Evil 3. That is the nemesis, correct?
I think so.
Don't ask me.
Resident Evil 3 was a long time ago, guys.
Better Google that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the nemesis one.
Sounds like it. If I had to guess, I would guess that was correct. This is like a remake, not just a remaster.
This is the remake, yes. And I think it's not... The new thing with remakes is not to make the whole game, I guess. You just make some of the game.
Definitely want a game about a virus coming out right now. Killer virus.
I liked Resident Evil 3 back in the day.
And it's supposed to be good, right? Isn't this getting good reviews? I thought it was.
I'm sure it's fine.
I've heard it's good, but I've also heard it's very short.
Yeah, I heard it's like 5 hours or something crazy like that.
Well, how long was the original?
77 hours.
No, it's probably like... No, I have no idea. Well, I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
I have no idea.
It has an 80 on Metacritic, in case anybody gives a shit. I looked it up.
Sounds good.
For your pleasure.
There's really nothing else out this week, is there?
There's something with Tina Fey in this commercial on Metacritic. Oh, it's for DriveWise. It's in the Allstate app. You're in good hands.
How about Cat Girl Without Salad? Is anyone picking that up?
Amuse-bouche? That's probably not pronounced correctly.
Amuse-bouche.
The Otterman Empire? Amuse-bouche.
Yep. I feel like probably I've played something in this mess.
I played Snakey Bus, which is out for Switch.
How is Snakey Bus?
It's pretty much what you think it is. Janky snake game.
Well, why did you play Snakey Bus?
I bought it on PC. It was like was it a dollar even? It was very cheap.
I watched this came out for Xbox One as well. I watched the trailer for it on Xbox One.
Okay.
Because Dashiell was interested when he saw the trains and bus combo.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
There's a game on PC this week. It's called Dominant, okay? Like dominant, but there's an apostrophe between the N and the A in ant.
Okay.
Tell me what type of game you think this is before you look at it.
I think it's a BDSM simulator where you play as an ant in leather.
I'm going to guess it's just like an ant strategy game.
Okay, ready for this?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dominant is a game of confrontation between Gerard, an alcoholic in his 40s, driven by loneliness in his dilapidated house, and Cassandra, the ant, who will do anything to reduce it to ashes.
So ant, A-N-T, not A-U-N-T.
Right.
Isn't it supposed to be A-U-N-T?
No. Who said anything about A-U-N-T?
I would assume Cassandra's his aunt.
No.
That's what you just said. Cassandra's just an aunt.
Cassandra's an aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, like an animal. And look at the screenshot.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it looks fucking bizarre. I don't know. What is this? Coming soon.
I think. How much is it?
Doesn't say. Early access. Okay. Coming soon. Add it to your wish list. I got to say, it looks kind of interesting.
Well, yeah.
It has good graphics. And toilet paper. I see toilet paper. I got excited. There's a toilet paper in one of the screenshots. Do you think they added that because of the current situation?
Yes. All games now have toilet paper.
Well, they seem to be highlighting it.
No.
I just bought some paper towels on Amazon.
Nice.
We
bought toilet paper on Amazon about 2 weeks ago, and they say it should be here in May.
Awesome.
So, you know.
So I'm not getting my paper towels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So good luck.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. I may have to use a regular towel that's not made of paper.
That's what my wife said when she's like, if we run out of paper towels, we could use rags. Right. We have those.
Or we could just use our hands and then wash them afterwards.
That's true, too.
That would be hard, though.
Nothing cleans up a spill like hands.
The show brought to you by hands.
All right. Clean up those spills with your hands.
Nothing cleans a spill like a good pair of hands. All right, what else we got this week?
I think that's it. I think we're up to Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Okay, Rainbow Sexy Talk.
I've been playing a new game / old game because the game came out in 2018.
Okay.
But I picked it up in the Xbox Spring Sale. Okay. Actually, I didn't pick it up. Brian Hackney, at Brian Hackney on Twitter, was kind enough to gift it to me after I asked if the game was any good.
Right. You picked it up after he dropped it.
Yeah, exactly. So, which I thoroughly appreciate, and I've been playing it every night, and I streamed a little bit of it today.
Nice.
And it's $12 for the deluxe edition on the Xbox right now, which is super cheap, and it really does scratch that Diablo itch. It's, you know, it's a Diablo clone style game with the Warhammer coat of paint on it. Warhammer 40,000, I should be specific. That's the outer space one where everyone has giant shoulder pads.
Yes, I know that.
Yes, and there's lots of big guns, and you go and you Diablo style views and graphics, just blowing up, you know, monster after monster.
How many player co-op?
It definitely does have couch co-op, but I don't know how many.
We're always looking for a good three-player couch co-op.
Yeah, you should check. check. I mean, for $12, you know, it'd be hard to go wrong if it has it.
Yep. Okay.
The menus are a little overwrought and can be confusing, but generally speaking, I like the variety. The weapon variety is actually unique and interesting, and you know, and it's fun. It scratches that itch if you're looking for that.
Mm. You were broadcasting on Mixer today.
I did. I broadcast myself playing it on Mixer today so people could see it.
I was just waking up and I saw, oh, Wombat is broadcasting on Mixer.
Yeah. And you joined for like, what, 30 seconds?
I had to take care of business.
I see. You could watch from the bathroom. Phones are for.
Yeah. It was hard to watch on my phone, that game.
Yeah. 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 It's, you know, small. Small people.
You need to get a camera. Can zoom in. You need a camera. Don't you have a USB camera?
I don't.
You don't have a USB camera? They're like...
I don't. I'm sorry.
Shipwreck, how many USB cameras do you have? Send them a USB camera. Don't you have a package going out? Care package for one?
There's always a box around somewhere with some stuff right in it.
That's funny.
You have to... With Mixer, you have to...
I don't have
that
many USB cameras.
Oh. I have an extra one.
Okay. Well, when this ends, maybe we'll get together and you can give me one.
You have to stream on Mixer with a camera, you have to go to the Mixer website. You have to watch a like training video, you know, so don't show your penis type of situation.
Oh, okay.
That type of training, not like, here's how you plug in the camera. And you have to sign like a declaration that you're not going to show your penis. And then there's a waiting period. It's like buying a gun. And then you can stream. So I'm saying, guess you should start the process because your fans are waiting.
Okay.
How many people? Were watching you stream on Mixer?
I don't know because it wasn't working. It kept saying two, but I know there was more than two because there was more than two people chatting with me while I was doing it.
Bots.
So I'm going to say four.
Four. That's good for Mixer.
Yeah.
That would be like,
I know, it's not very good. I need to really just like set that default to Twitch somehow on the Xbox, but they don't make it easy. So
right, but and now you can actually stream on Twitch with a camera on Xbox.
Can you?
Yeah. They gave up. Okay. Microsoft gave up.
Yeah.
It's dumb. You never win.
You have to like open the Twitch app on the Xbox and whatever.
No, but it works. It sort of works, but I don't know. I don't know what to say.
It's a pain.
I'm sure Mixer's
better. You can't just do it.
I'm sure Mixer works better on Xbox.
Mixer's one button.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's, what else we got here?
Oh, I finished Doom Eternal.
Congratulations.
Game. Thank you.
What difficulty?
On easy, because the combat in that game is a pain in the ass.
Okay. No shame.
No. You know what? The platforming in that game is difficult, and you can't tone down that difficulty, so I stand by my accomplishment.
If that makes you feel better, then
it does.
I'm behind it.
Yeah. Yep. So I finished Doom Eternal.
Excellent.
It was a good game.
You liked it a lot? Would you recommend it? What about me, who... I
would recommend it to you. I would recommend
it. But I got
to
wait for it to be... I don't want to pay $60 for that.
Okay. So wait for it to not be $60, then go play it.
My library needs to open.
Sorry. Not going to happen anytime soon. And I also hit level 100 with this in this season of Fortnite.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. So that's two seasons in a row that I maxed out.
I feel like I play a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare and I have the battle pass.
It's not the same. It's not the same at all. Like the leveling system, it's not even close to similar.
I never even get close to topping off.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the seasons are much shorter. I think Call of Duty has a balance issue when it comes to XP and season length.
Yeah, they're trying to balance all the money out of my wallet.
Yeah, they're trying to balance their checkbook.
to their bank account.
Uh-huh. I get it. But I'm saying, like, the Fortnite one has at least another 4 weeks before there's even a hint of what next season will be.
No, I think...
I also got Deadpool in Fortnite.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Ty did ask me for my permission to spend $25 in V-Bucks.
He doesn't need to spend 20. He just needs to spend the 10.
He wanted. He has all of his fucking birthday money. He's. I tried to explain to him that it was a waste of money, but
he just needs to spend the 10, and he'll get 10 at least 10 back if he finishes the season pass, which is plenty of time to do. And I also, my offer stands. I will help him if he ever wants to play co-op.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's playing with his friends though.
I know. I'm just saying, if he wants to get those challenges done, get his money's worth, get all those skins.
Well, Wombat's looking for some 11-year-olds to play this game with.
I
know. Okay?
I got a Victory Royale, whatever they call it, today. I got one on solos.
Congratulations.
It was very exciting.
Beating all the eighth graders. I mean,
Elliot was sitting
graders.
With me on the couch when I pulled it off. He was very excited. He was dancing.
Did he say put it back on? Never mind.
Uh-huh. He was dancing around the house. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Well, I posted the clip on Twitter.
I missed it.
You should watch it.
I will watch it.
Watch me get a super shot.
What's a super shot?
Yeah, super shot is me doing or getting a really good shot.
Oh, I thought that was a thing in Fortnite.
No, it's not a thing.
I was like, oh, wow, that sounds good.
The Wombat household. Everybody in the Wombat household knows it when Wombat gets a super shot.
Mm-hmm. Super shot.
You got a super shot, Dad. No, I'm still playing Modern Warfare, Warzone. I think that's the best.
Are you going to pick up Season 3?
I mean, you mean paying $10 for the Battle Pass?
Yeah.
I am. The problem is I have like $5 in the coins, and I can't just buy $5 more.
That sucks.
That's where they fuck you.
Mm. Do you think you'll hit level 100 in the time span?
Never.
I know it started today.
Never, ever, ever.
I know. That's why I'm like, who would want to do that then? Because if you're not going to hit level 100, then what's the point?
Because they don't get
at
my money back?
At least with Fortnite, they spread it out so far that you're, you know, as long as you put the minimal effort into it, you'll probably hit 100.
And you're saying, and you hit 100, you get your money back, basically, right?
Yeah, they give you enough back in V-Bucks to buy the next season.
No, they're not doing that. They want my money. They need that.
Like you, because I bought the first season, I got my 950 credits. Actually, I think you get a little more than that. And now I'm already up. Yeah, you definitely get more than that because I have 2,000 credits, 2,100 credits. So I already have the next two seasons prepaid for. But if I never use them, if I wanted to, so
right,
yep, yeah, and I will. I'm not going to spend it on skins. I'd rather get the season pass.
All right,
that's fun.
It's financial planning with Wombat.
I like those challenges in Fortnite. What can I say?
Warzone was where it's at. And all right, let's move on. Let's. Are we still talking about Gigantosaurus?
Yeah, I've been playing more Gigantosaurus.
Did you finish it?
No, because most of the playing is still with kids because it's a kids game.
I don't understand.
So I don't just sit there and complete three games in a week while working from home.
Well, it wasn't I didn't complete all three in a week. Let's be
it's hyperbole.
It took many weeks to complete the three.
Right.
I just have older kids that don't demand my attention.
Well, I know what you're doing. Last week I'd only played the co-op, and so I had talked about how that was really hard because it didn't split the screen up, and so everybody could run in a different direction, and then you just stop because nobody could move because everybody had gotten far enough away.
This game looks whack as hell. I'm looking at the screenshots right now
for Gigantosaurus.
Yeah, it's got a 63 on Metacritic, and it's got one rating on Amazon, and it's 2 stars.
Yeah, like 63 for a kid's game, though. Like, why I like this is because, like, if Dashiell's playing by himself,
right,
like he's three, he can run around and do stuff. Like, he's not accomplishing anything, but he's at least running around and, like, collecting coins. And
He's entertained.
Like, he's entertained by it, yes. The game itself, like when I get to play by myself, like we've pretty much like determined.
I like that you play it by yourself. By the
no,
way.
he's watching me.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm like we hand off.
It's about 11:30 at night, and you're not firing up Gigantosaurus.
Finally, everybody's asleep, and I can play some Gigantosaurus.
Right, no pants and Gigantosaurus.
Right,
it's gonna be awesome.
It's a good kids game. For a younger generation. I've also been playing a lot of Animal Crossing still.
You have, yeah. Everybody, that's all. When I look on like my RSS feeds here, all the stories are about Animal Crossing, all the popular ones.
It's
a big deal in my house still, too.
It's so easy to like at the end of the day to just not care about anything and then just go in there and chill for a while. Although, Emmeline is completely destroying our town because she's playing it like a 6-year-old girl does. And just, she's similar to kids in general. She just like throws her stuff everywhere. Like, I'm done with this shovel. I guess I'm just going to stick it in the ground here.
Right.
Like, no, like put that back in your pocket or put it back in your house. It's like, oh, I'm not going to wear this shirt anymore. I'm just going to throw it here on the beach. What?
Sabrina does that with furniture she doesn't want.
Right.
She just leaves it. Right. She leaves it around the town.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's weird. She goes, did you find that stuff I left for you? Oh, you left that for me on a hill?
Thanks.
On the other side of the village?
So you're saying you're cleaning up after your kids even in video games now?
Yes. That's pretty
that's horrible. That is fucking horrible. Why are you doing this to yourself?
I don't know. You know what's sad is she says it like it's a gift. And then I'm like, oh, she left me a gift.
Right.
She's giving me presents.
Right. She left you some trash.
I needed a fax machine.
Right.
And yes, she actually left me a fax machine.
Fantastic.
What do you do with that?
Absolutely nothing.
What do you do with anything in Animal Crossing? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I don't like it. I'm glad people like it, though.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things people like.
Yes. We're going to talk about Passover now.
We're going to talk about Sony.
Wait, I was supposed to do an ad for Passover.
Oh, okay. Do an ad for Passover.
You know, Passover.
Do you like lamb's dinner? Blood?
Do you like eating dinner over like the course of 4 hours with like stories and tales of like misery, basically, and suffering?
And drunk ghosts? Do you like drunk ghosts visiting your house?
Right. Cheap wine? What about cheap wine?
Do you like looking for stale bread behind couches? Have I got a holiday for you?
You get money from that stale bread, though.
Yes, you do.
Don't forget about that money.
Oh, my son was so upset when he found out we weren't going to my aunt's house for Passover. Because every year, my uncle just gives presents to everybody.
Of course, everybody loves Passover.
I know. He's like, oh, no presents for you this year.
Right. So that's why we want everybody, even Gentiles, to visit Passover.org to learn more about Passover.
I bet that's a real site.
It is. I know. Mm. Of course, they're paying us in matzah.
Oh, okay. Good. I could use some.
All right. Let's talk about Sony. They have some big news here. They've revealed their new controller for the PS5, and it's called the DualSense because...
It's got the haptic response something.
Okay, so that's the one sense. And what's the second part of the sense?
You could talk into it.
It's got a microphone. And that's the dual sense?
That's the dual sense.
Huh? Those are good senses.
Touch and sound.
Okay. Cool.
Those are two, right?
We've always said that a controller should have a microphone in it. It's convenient. Yeah. If I mean, you know, when you're while
they
you're looking
do, they
your
could
headset.
Pull a whole Amazon Echo nonsense with it now.
Yep, and you can have...
Or you could just, like, say, Sony turn on, and it'll turn on your PlayStation.
And you can build voice activation into every game, because everybody's going to have a controller.
Yep.
Right? Always.
Do you think the Xbox controller will also have a built-in microphone now?
They better fucking do it. What the fuck? We've been talking about it forever.
We've only been talking about them doing it for 6 years.
Just do it already. It's cheap. Microphones are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap.
Doesn't it do the majority of that with Alexa already?
It has it for like you could command it to turn the thing on and off, but not for like in-game stuff like open menu.
And not for chatting with people like casually.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Not for in-game chat.
It's going to be convenient. It'll be interesting to see how people build developers build that into games, knowing that everybody can do it.
They're not so if the Xbox One doesn't have it,
right,
then it's just going to be...
Okay, that might be a problem. But for, right, for first-party games, Spider-Man.
Right. Sure. Like,
call Aunt May.
Exactly, yes. I can see that being a thing.
Whatever they make their fake Alexa.
Sure. I at best, I find this gimmicky.
Okay. It's a good gimmick, though. It's a good gimmick.
I guess.
I mean, for people that are playing Call of Duty that don't want to wear a headset because it's uncomfortable.
But that's more annoying. You're going to get
bad.
It's going to be bad audio.
So?
They need to make
sure
you're
going to be hearing the bad audio.
Yes.
It's going to be fine for the people who are talking into the controllers.
Right. They need to make, because remember with the Kinect, when, because that the Kinect had a microphone in it, and the mic was hot, was always hot by default. Yep. So you'd be in these games, and you could tell who had a Kinect because they just sounded like hot garbage, everything feeding back. And unless they default mute everybody's controller mic, every game's going to be
bad. I don't know. I reserve judgment.
Okay. No, I think it can't be bad unless that happens. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
It's not like you won't still be able to plug in a headset.
Of course, no, of course. You're going to want to do that. It's not going to sound good.
I'm just saying it's nice to have an alternative.
Yes, of course. All right.
Even if it's just to say, hey, let me plug in my headset.
And it looks cool.
I predict that the good majority of this will be people with headsets yelling at people online to plug in a headset for people who are talking through their controllers.
That's fine. At least they can talk back and say, oh, I'm going to look for my headset now. Be right back. Or fuck off.
You think
off.
That's how that conversation's going to go?
Fuck off. Is how it's going to go.
I'm going to say it's going to be a lot of words to begin with N and F.
Right.
That's what this introduces.
Right.
But overall controller design?
It looks like a robot. From the future. I like it.
I don't know. I'm sure it's fine. I'd need to hold it.
Space controller.
I'm sure it's fine.
Can we design
this? It looks more ergonomic than the PS4 controller to me.
It does. I still prefer the offset.
Yeah, as do I.
Sticks. But
don't whatever. You think they can make two models of this? One with the staggered sticks?
Why? Because they want to make money?
Yeah. Why not? Like, why not? How hard would that be for them to do, Ship? To just design two versions of this thing?
Yeah, Ship.
Like,
how hard would that be?
Expensive.
Answer the question.
The design is not the issue there. It's just you introduce multiple SKUs that
but
you
have two, to. Two. And that's it. You're just saying, okay, you got one that sticks like this, one sticks like that. It's pretty straightforward. Doesn't seem that complicated. Everybody's happy. Maybe some people buy two. Maybe people double up. See which one they like better. Can't go wrong.
I think they're stubborn on this.
They are. It's dumb. This is a dumb thing. Why not give the people what they want, even if it's like a small percentage of the people? Maybe and you'll get the faithful people to buy that too, because those people buy everything.
Right. They'll buy one of each then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They will.
Yeah, like a separate controller that you could buy separately that has the SKUs.
This one looks. This two-tone thing though. It's. Aesthetics,
I'm sure they will make them colors. In a variety of colors that you can buy one that you.
It's going to get dirty.
Not attractive.
Dirty. Wombat, how dirty is this going to get in your house with your kids?
Oh, like, it's going to get ketchup. Mostly smegma.
Smegma and ketchup. Mm-hmm. It's white. I didn't realize that it's really just all white, except for the nubbins and the shoulder buttons and triggers. All right.
Yep. Well, that's their controller.
It's good.
They can't screw up controllers at this point, right?
No, they know what they're doing. Does it have a replaceable battery or no? Probably not, right?
No.
Do you know that for sure, or are you just saying no?
No, I'd be shocked.
Oh. Is it because it seems low end if it has a replaceable battery?
Maybe.
I really, nothing's better than replaceable batteries. I got to be honest. You buy the rechargeable batteries. You got the thing standing on standby, filled up by your game, and you never have any
Sony's
issues.
Sony's really big on making their controllers light for some reason too, and I think that factors into that.
Right.
They don't want those big heavy AA's in there.
I like it. I like heft. I like heft and weight.
Yeah, I've never quite understood that. We need to make this controller feel like you're not holding something. I don't know. That it must be a aesthetic that is not for me.
Well, they seem to know what they're doing.
They've done a good job. There's no doubt about it.
Right. Microsoft had an event as well. They had their Inside Xbox event, and they announced the upcoming Game Pass games. One of them I was pretty interested in. What was that? The Journeys to something?
Journey to the Savage Planet.
Yeah, that looks cool, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you could be playing. You might be playing that right now.
What do you mean? No, I'm doing this podcast right now.
No, when this episode's out, you'll be playing it right now.
Oh, I thought it was like a brain in a vat type situation. Like maybe I'm really playing that game.
You're really playing it right now.
And it's a simulation. Everything's a simulation. This podcast.
No, but by the time this podcast out, you'll be able to download and play it.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So you have that to look forward to. Yep. And they also clarified with the hard drive that if you want to play your Xbox One games, you could just plug in your old hard drive and just go ahead and play them. So
wait, what are you talking about?
On the Xbox One X. Sorry, I should be more clear.
So
on the Xbox One X, if you want to play your Xbox One games that you have saved your current hard drive,
yes,
you could just plug in your current hard drive, your USB, and just play them off that.
But if I want to play an Xbox One Series X game, I have to play it off of their proprietary.
Most likely.
Yeah,
hard drive. I think so.
Yeah, or if you want to get the, I think they said before, unless they changed something here, this go around, if you want to get the enhancements on Xbox One X games,
I think you have to play it off of the solid state drive.
Yeah, you have to play that off the solid state as well.
So you're going to have to buy the memory card, basically.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, they did this.
It's not a memory card.
It's a memory card. It's a memory card. It's small.
It's big. It's not really.
It's
probably bigger than a card.
It slides into a memory card slot. It's just inside the memory card.
But it's not for saving games. It's not. It's a completely different application.
What are you talking about? It's two for saving games. You're going to move the game over to the card.
Saved game. Memory cards were for saving your
shit.
Save
he's not
files.
Wrong. I mean, this is a memory card.
It's a memory card. Don't try to defend it.
It's
a memory card.
It's a solid state hard drive.
It's a
memory card with a solid state drive inside
it's
it, but it's a
high capacity memory card.
Yeah, it's still just a card that you're sticking in the side of a
they're
slot.
Just expensive. They have more.
That's proprietarily shaped for that machine.
It's got a lot more silicon in it. Probably.
It's got some plastic around the outside. It's a memory card.
It's gonna be. that sounds expensive.
I bet it'll. My guess is that it's going to be what, $100-$150 for that extra memory?
What do you mean? What extra memory?
If you want the card, you have to buy a separate. There's the solid state drive inside, but if you want to expand your
how
memory,
big is it?
I think it's 1 terabyte, right? Mm. Like it comes with the terabyte, but if you want the extra terabyte, you got to buy the card. And the card's going to be another $150.
Uh-oh. Something's happening.
What was that?
Smoke. Tornado warning.
Uh-oh. Is that good?
Is that good? So if the console comes out at $500,
the rest of my family might be joining me in this room here shortly.
Uh-oh. All right. Bring them down.
So if the new Xbox is $500, expect to spend $650 is what I'm saying.
Oy.
Because you're only going to be able to hold, what, 10 games on a terabyte? Maybe.
How many games are you planning to buy the first year?
Well, it depends on how many there are on Game Pass.
Well, there'll be no... How many
it's games? Not a question of buying but games. It's a question of I already paid for them.
Yeah. I
already
you are
paid
not
for
going
Halo.
To buy the extra drive. You're going to... figure out how to manage this.
I mean, that's just it. It's like you have to put it onto your USB drive and then move games back and forth as you're going to play them, which seems time-consuming, but maybe it isn't. Maybe it happens quickly. I don't know. Again, it's not an elegant solution. It's going to be the same for both consoles. This is the big switch for this cycle. That I have a feeling that by the cycle after this, it'll probably be a lot better. But this is going to be a weird in-between cycle where it's going to kind of be a pain in the ass. And I will probably complain about it for the next 5 to 6 years. So get used to it.
Hmm. You know what I'm looking forward to? It's also a part of this Inside Xbox thing. Minecraft Dungeons.
Yes, that looks cool.
Isn't that basically Diablo with Minecraft?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also on Game Pass.
Baldur's Gate.
Yep. Streets of Rage 4 is coming to Game Pass.
Game Pass is good.
Game Pass is good.
All right. What else we got here? The Stadia. Stadium. Welcome to the Stadium. They're giving it away now. Sort of.
Well, what does that mean? Isn't it A, it's only like 2 months? And B, don't you still need like
a controller
like a thing,
and a thingy?
A controller, yeah. Like a thing plugged into your TV?
This is such a bomb.
You don't need a
bomb.
Thing plugged into your TV, do you? For Stadia?
Don't you need a
How are you
going
to get it to your TV?
Yeah, don't you plug in
Google You can play it off your
Chrome?
Computer or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you can play it off your computer.
Oh, okay.
Or a tablet or something.
I guess. I'm talking about this like I actually know what Stadia
Right. But who cares? Like, who's going to even go through the trouble?
I don't know. Why are we talking about it? Stadia is dumb.
They sent me... I pay for YouTube Premium.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, so you don't get the ads. And they sent me... Remember, they sent me 3 months free of Google Stadia Pro. For some reason, they sent me two of them. And I couldn't even give that to Wombat. So that's where Stadia is at. Wombat's turning up his nose at the free offer. It's not a good look. Let's move on to my stupid PC corner. Have you heard about Valorant? I know we talked about Dominant before.
That's
but
the
this is
I've
Valorant. Heard.
That's like the new thing from the League of Legends people, right?
Yes.
Riot.
Yes, and it broke a Twitch viewing record. It had, I think, like 1.7, 1.8 million views, concurrent views.
What kind of game is it? I don't even know.
It's a like 5v5. It's like Overwatch, basically, but with okay. Overwatch meets Counter-Strike. How about that?
So Rainbow Six?
No. Much faster and more like Counter-Strike.
Okay.
Rainbow Six is pretty slow, and
it is slow.
It has like good, and Rainbow Six has like realistic, cool graphics.
Mm-hmm.
What would the opposite of that be?
Fallout? Not Fallout.
No.
The Fortnite is what I meant to say, but my brain slipped.
It looks whatever the opposite of realistic and cool is. I think
that would be Fortnite.
Describes this game to me, anyway. Mm-hmm. I know that it's like the hotness, but I don't foresee this game appealing to me.
So you haven't played it yet?
No, you have to like watch somebody stream to get the reason why they have such high viewership is because in order to get into the beta, you have to watch people stream it.
I'm sure you could email someone and get a beta code.
I didn't mean me. I meant someone, you know.
Okay.
A plebe.
Well, you made it sound like
some
you were talking about you.
Is what I mean.
I was going to say.
No, I don't want to ask for a code because I just don't think it's for me. I think
because you would then you'd feel like you have to play it.
It looks like a high type of you need a high level of skill to have fun at this game, and I think I'll stick with Warzone, where I can manage to have fun at my whatever level of skill I currently am at. I'm competitive, but it's great that they're having this big success with this game. Hopefully, it continues. I think people are really Overwatch has been out for like 4 years. The beta probably came out like almost 5 years ago, maybe. So people are sick of that, and they're ready for the new hotness. When's Overwatch 2 coming out? Isn't it about time for that, I think.
Yeah, I would say in about a year or so.
Right, with the new consoles. That'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah.
That'd be super cool if it launched with the new consoles. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. Here's a question from our Discord, from Boss7Monkey. Are we gaming more or less during the pandemic? I've been gaming way less since being stuck at home in front of a computer from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. practically. Don't want to deal with anything involving a screen at the end of the day. What do you say, Wombat? More or less gaming?
I'm playing more only because I have nowhere to go on the weekends.
Makes, yes.
That's really what it comes down to. It comes down to the fact that, you know, if I wake up at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday and I don't have to be, I can't go anywhere. It's not that I don't have to be anywhere. I can't go anywhere. I'm going to play probably video games for like 2 days straight,
right.
Which is what it feels like I've been doing.
That makes sense.
That's kind of where it is because my kids don't want to hang out where I am, and we're all sick of each other. So
right.
It's been 4 weeks.
I'm thinking ship. The answer is less.
Yeah, I'm similar to like I have enough screen time here.
Too much screen.
Too much screen time, and I like to get up and get out of this room after working all day, and then we have all the home renovation stuff going on, so.
Right, you know, it's uncomfortable when the guys are working there. They can't, and they know you're playing a video game.
Well, yeah, I mean that's why I just sit around and drink beers all day and watch them work.
Yeah, but you're working too.
Right, it's different.
Right.
Different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's an awkward situation of watching them toil away at my house when I'm just sitting there at my laptop doing my work.
But it is what it is. I mean,
yeah.
That's what's paying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For them to be there. So it's right. Not they, like, it's a lot big difference than you playing, you know, Call of Duty while they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not paying the bills, unless you were like Dr. Lupo or something.
Right. Yeah. I'm not looking to sit anymore when I get done with my day.
No, I get it. I get it. I would say I'm playing less or about the same. I'm just more conscious about what I should be outside if it's nice out because we're like locked in and I can't go. We can't really go anywhere. Interesting.
Nope.
So it's probably less, I would say. Probably less. Yeah. At Earl of Essence writes in and says, Nintendo announced delays in getting the Switch to Japan. There's no way the Series X and PS5 will be delayed, right? Right? Lie to me.
Well, there's a very good chance they're going to get delayed.
I don't think so. I think they'll have some. At least some.
Some.
Xbox launch isn't moving.
Fine. Launch on time. Availability slim to none.
I think Xbox will be perfectly fine in getting enough hardware for that launch.
It's probably a big priority for them to be first.
And
it works well for them when they're first.
It's not like Sony and they launch in fewer regions, right? In the numbers game.
Yeah.
So they don't have to deal with the Asian portion of the world in providing them a lot of Xboxes.
right. They don't have to leave any Xboxes behind in Asia. When they're making them in China. It's like,
it's whatever ones like fell off on the way to the airport.
One box. They leave one box. All right, just leave one for all of Japan. We couldn't
fit this one on the boat, guys.
Oh, poor Microsoft. But not really. All right. Where are we here? Oh, at John Oakes writes in. He says, ask any future plans to revamp the KAG website, make it a bit more modern, perhaps. Yes.
No, it's never going to happen.
It's coming this summer.
The site's fine the way it is.
It's coming this summer.
How dare you ask such a personal question?
To an internet near you. Maybe, hopefully earlier than this summer.
Nice.
Carlos. This is the guy with a really crazy name that I can't say because it's too many consonants. His name is actually Carlos. What has been your go-to game for the quarantine and favorite game, digital or not, that you have played with your family? I would say table tennis, because everybody plays that. And video game, Warzone. That's all.
I mean, I've been playing that Warhammer game that I just got, and that's been a lot of fun. And Fortnite has also been fun for me. As a family, we did play some Jackbox the other day, and that was kind of fun. But we probably had more fun running around the house trying to kill each other with Nerf guns. So,
oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah. We have so many Nerf guns in the house that we just, you know,
yeah, we have
went crazy. Oh, yeah. Good call. Yeah, it was a good tension breaker. Mm. That's for sure. But now there are bullets everywhere in the house. Like, I was peeing the other day, and there was a Nerf bullet next to the toilet. And I'm like, well, what can you do?
Oh, you know what was a fun game to play?
What?
When Ty came running upstairs and said, oh, we have an insect infestation in the den. And I came down and there was all these, like, I don't know what they were, like flying ants maybe. And they were coming in through the window, a lot of them. And I didn't know what to do. So I just vacuumed them all up with a hand vacuum. And then a floor vacuum also to get the ones off the floor. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
Seal the window.
Maybe they were termites? What do termites look like?
Nah, I don't think they would be termites.
Maybe I should Google termites. I'm afraid. I was afraid to look it up, but maybe I should do it right now. Termites. Images. Oh, no. Oh. No. They weren't termites. Oh, wait,
good
though.
Good job.
Well, what are the ones with the wings, though? They had wings.
Termites.
They're flying ants.
Yeah, there's some.
Didn't you see Ant-Man?
Termites, too.
Yeah, yeah. The winged ones are reproductive, but they were so, they all had wings. Oh, ant. Here's the one with ants. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I don't know. I don't want to look at these pictures. Fucking me up. Ugh.
All right. Forget it. Let's move along.
Right. That was bad. And then we had, oh, and then we had ants. We had ants in the kitchen, like regular ants. They were coming in through a hole in the front of the house, and there was like a parade of ants coming from the front of the house into the kitchen, like along the wall. It was really pleasant.
But it's, you like know, camping at Cheapy's house.
It was, they make really good ant poison. You just put it like on a piece of cardboard, and then they eat it, and then they bring it back to their ant house, and it kills all the ants. Mm-hmm. I felt bad about killing all the ants.
Now what can you do?
And I said, look, no,
it's his
ants.
Own fault for letting them in.
They came in through like a hole in the front.
I know.
I need a new house.
Good
it's
luck.
Got, it's got too many things coming in. All right, what else we got here? Fuck that one. At Fendozer writes in and asks, anyone renting the new Trolls movie this weekend? It's $20 to rent it on streaming services. If you get watch during with Vudu, you get a $5 gift card. That's $20 to rent a movie.
Well, it's the day it was supposed to be in theaters. If you were going to take your kids to go see it,
I know,
at the multiplex, you'd be spending $50. So... Right. I mean, it's not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal. And the McElroys are in it.
And if you were dying to see Trolls 2.
Well, I wasn't.
Then this is a good deal.
I wasn't dying to see Trolls 2, but I like to support the McElroys.
I want to see it.
It was weird. The first one was pretty
bizarre. Yeah, we liked the first one. We liked.
I've never seen the first one.
Really? It's really good.
Yep. My kids see it. I own it. I've never seen it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The problem with this, I think the rental price is probably fine. Okay. The problem for it in my house is that if I show them that we can watch it once, they're going to assume that we can just watch it again.
Right.
And then it becomes a $40 rental or a $20 rental with a lot of... drama.
Crying. Maybe you explain ahead of time.
I think you get it for 48 hours, so you could just watch it a lot in 2 days.
Yeah. Can't you just explain ahead of time that it just disappears after you watch it once? It's magic.
It's troll magic. I can, but at the same time, I could just say, oh, well, that's not out on Blu-ray yet.
You liar.
They understand that. It's not out on Blu-ray yet.
Right. That's true.
I said the same thing about the Sonic movie because I had already pre-ordered it on Blu-ray, and they're like, "Oh, the Sonic movie." I'm like, "Oh, that's not out yet. It's it's fine."
Disingenuous.
We saw the Sonic movie twice in the theaters.
Middle name.
What's that? What's that one?
Is it that shipwreck's middle name?
Disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we all did enough show. I hope our sponsors are satisfied. I want to remind everyone to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, at CAG Deals on Instagram, and we're on Facebook also. How about that? And don't forget to visit Passover.org to learn about Passover. And what was that coupon code again?
That would be CAGSMAG20.
Yeah, to save it in a cup. CAG. Smeg 20. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.